So my friends, we have this beautiful line today that our Lord teaches. It's one of my favorite lines, probably in the New Testament, although I say that a lot, so I guess I have a lot of favorite lines. But it's Jesus says, as a result of these Greeks coming to visit and wanting to see him, his response seems totally disproportional. Now the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains. This translation says just a grain of wheat. In the original Greek, it remains alone. It remains all alone. Unless a grain of wheat fall into the ground, dies, it remains all alone. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. And this is something that we need to regularly be reminded of in the Christian life, that in the Christian life, there's no status quo, that we're just gonna, we're just preserving the status quo, we're just staying the same. No, rather, there's a constant process of dying and being reborn, that we have to constantly go through this. And I mean, it's just very apparent with our parish community right now, as we've gone through this over the last number of years. And I know even with the announcement that we made last weekend about the changing of our mass schedules, there's some disconcertment, there's some sadness, there's going to be even more change. And haven't we already had enough change? And can't we just, in one of the masses, not at 8 o'clock, one of the masses I got up and, read that letter, and someone just stormed out right in the middle of it, just got up and said, I'm sick of all this change, I'm going to just got up and stormed right out of church. And that's understandable. Like, that's the hurt is understandable, because it is what we continually are going through. It's a process of dying. And that's not to be over dramatic about it, but there's a process of there's something that we've come to know that we like, that we're where we're comfortable, and that's changing. That is changing. I heard in a conference for priests a couple of years ago, though, we as human beings, we're not afraid of change. Change, a lot of times, I don't want change, I'm afraid of change. We're not afraid of change. If I won the lotto, my life would change a bit. And I'm not afraid of that, right? I'm not afraid to win the lotto and to have a gigantic bank account. And our parish would change a lot if I won the lotto. I would be able to do a lot of things that we haven't been able to do, okay? Great. We're not afraid of change. We're afraid of loss. We're afraid of losing something, that we don't want to lose where we're comfortable. We don't want to lose those things that make us feel safe. But Jesus continues to invite us and to call us that, no, we as the church and as his mystical body can never just preserve the status quo. When he's saying here about this grain of wheat, he himself is the grain of wheat, right? He himself, within a few days of this event, is going to physically die on the cross. But that we, as his mystical body, need to continually go through that same process. Otherwise, we remain alone. Like, if we don't continue to go through the process of dying and being reborn with Christ, of changes that need to be made, of the pruning, we have that later in John's Gospel, the pruning, right? Every branch that doesn't bear fruit, the Father takes away. But everyone that does bear fruit gets pruned. It still gets clipped. It gets pruned so that it could bear more fruit. And so we are going through this process, and we're continuing to go through this process of dying and being reborn with Christ as his mystical body. And it doesn't make it easy, but we know that we're doing it with Jesus. And that's the important thing. I was just talking to someone yesterday, and there's a reality to the fact that parish life, it has a lot of business elements. I spend a lot of my time on administration, on finances, on human resources, on, facilities maintenance, on those types of things. There's a business element to this, but we're not primarily a business. The church isn't a business. The church is the mystical body of Christ, that we are Jesus. Like, we are. We're the body of Christ. We are the Christian people. And we don't just make tough business decisions. No, rather, we continually go through this process of being united to Jesus. Sometimes we're united to Christ in his glorification, and that's great. Sometimes in just the joys of the peace of the Holy Family. But sometimes we're united to Christ in his death. And the death brings about resurrection. And so we need to see this process not just, okay, this is just an administrative mechanical decision, but rather, no, we as a community should embrace that there is a type of dying. And as a grain of wheat, as we as a grain of wheat, if our goal is just to stay the same, right? We just want to stay the same, then we're going to remain alone. And the people that are in church today are the people that will be in church next week. Maybe not the week after because it's Easter, so there'll be a bit more of a crowd. But like, we're going to be it. And then when some of us either move away or some of us move on from this life, we're just going to get smaller and smaller and smaller. But that's not the church that Jesus wants. Rather, if we go through these processes of dying and being reborn, we bear Jesus' promises. If it dies, it produces abundant fruit. Abundant fruit. So much fruit. More and more souls coming to know Jesus. More and more people encountering him and finding him. It produces abundant fruit. We, if we're willing to let go of the training wheels of status quo and safety nets, and we're willing to constantly, like St. Peter in the beginning of the gospel, if we're willing to constantly set out into the deep, Peter, when he did that, caught so many fish that his fishing boat was sinking. If we too are willing to set out into the deep, if we're willing to take these risks, if we're willing to say, yeah, things are good, but it can be better, and it should be better, and we're willing to really do that, then we too, as a community, can bear abundant fruit. The gospel message spreading in our city can bear abundant fruit. It's already being talked about elsewhere in the diocese, right? People do talk about our communities, the way we've come together, our merger, our outreach at the university, a number of our outreaches in the city. And people in the diocese are talking about, like, there's something happening in New Britain. Like, there's things happening. It hasn't necessarily been easy for us on the ground, but there's things happening. People are coming to know Jesus. They're coming to find Jesus because that's where the whole thing comes. This whole thing starts with some Greeks from the faraway country, right? They say they want to see Jesus. We want to see Jesus. We want to see Jesus. And there's all kinds of other people. They want to meet Jesus. And we as the Church of Christ have to be willing to go through this process of death and resurrection. So all those crowds of people that want to see Jesus can. This Tuesday, St. Joseph Day, three of our college students are going to be confirmed. They're going to complete their sacraments of initiation. Three college students who at the beginning of the year weren't confirmed. They're going to be confirmed this Tuesday. One of them is going to make her first communion. We're baptizing another at the Easter Vigil. We baptized another a couple weeks ago, right? Things are happening. It's happening. It's good. Two or three of our religious ed students are getting baptized. Our second graders, third graders, they're getting baptized. We want to see Jesus. Good things are happening, one at a time, one person at a time. But on our part, it takes that willingness to change, to shift, to be willing to be flexible, and even to undergo a process of death, right? And it may be painful, absolutely. But in going through it and embracing it with Jesus, then we too, our community, and the gospel in our city can continue to bear abundant fruit. And in this, God the Father is glorified.